Hi, I'm Francesca, a registered nutritional therapist, and you're listening to another episode of the Empowered Perimenopause podcast. Welcome. My aim is to bring you down-to-earth, conversational episodes that help you develop a deeper understanding of how your body's changing in your 40s, and most importantly, how you can support yourself throughout this wonderful transitional phase of your life. Join me for my solo episodes and also episodes with guests for fun, fresh, truthful chat on all things health and happiness in your 40s. And now on to the episode. Hi, and welcome back to another episode with me, your host, Francesca. So today's episode, as all the episodes are, is for you if you're in your 40s or late 30s. And you're starting to feel or have been feeling for a long time like your body just isn't responding in the way that it used to. Maybe your energy is lower than ever, your sleep is patchy, your mood feels more tender or fragile than before, or your weight is harder to manage no matter what you try or do. And maybe, like so many women that I speak to, you're feeling confused, frustrated, or even a bit anxious about what's actually going on in your body. Because perimenopause can feel really destabilizing, especially when you don't know what's happening or why it's happening and what you can do to support yourself properly. If you're a regular listener of my podcast, then I hope that by now you do have an understanding of what's happening. Because that is the whole idea of this podcast, is to empower women through perimenopause. But even so, even if you do have, you are a regular listener and you do have a good understanding, or even just a lower level of understanding, even if it's a good understanding, you can still, you know, it can still feel quite daunting, frustrating, and destabilizing. This year for me in particular has felt very destabilizing in a way that I've not actually experienced before, and I've had to learn more about myself and even more about this journey. And as you know, as things change and devolve as we go through the various phases of it, because what I felt at 42 versus what I feel now at 46 is very different, and that's it's quite normal that it is going to be different. But yeah, for me particularly this year personally was very destabilizing. So in this episode, I want to do two things. First, I want to help you understand what really matters when it comes to feeling better in perimenopause, the foundational systems that make the biggest difference. And of course, I've talked about this before on so many different episodes, and I've gone into each of the different foundational systems individually on different episodes. But, you know, it does always come back around to the same message, really, that these foundational systems really do make the biggest difference when we address them and support them. And the second thing I want to do today is tell you about the Midlife Thrive membership, which I created specifically to support women through this stage of life so that they can move through this stage with support, but also with that clarity, structure, and the ongoing guidance, you know, not doing this on their own. The Midlife Thrive membership, it's more about an ongoing guidance rather than quick fixes or panic-driven protocols. You know, this is the next best thing to try and all that. It's nothing to do with that. It's about building a body that feels resilient, steady, and supported as your hormones change. And like I said, an ongoing level of guidance to take you through all of the different phases of perimenopause, because things, like I said, change. And what you experience at 41, 42, 43 is different. 45, 46, 47. Yeah, and I'm experiencing that myself. So one of the biggest misconceptions about perimenopause is that symptoms mean something is going wrong. So I've heard this before with friends or people I've spoken to who say, oh, you suffer with that as well. And you're a perimenopause specialist nutritionist. I thought you wouldn't have these symptoms. And it's just not like that. No one is immune to it. And the symptoms don't mean that things are going wrong, there's something wrong with you. In reality, perimenopause is a transition. Hormones, especially estrogen and progesterone, start to fluctuate rather than gently decline. So we don't just have, you know, a certain level of estrogen and progesterone, and then in the lead up to menopause, they just start declining. We don't have that. We have this fluctuation, this erratic nature, and this sort of transitional time where they're fluctuating and changing before they start to decline Progesterone tends to fall first. It could be late 30s or early 40s, which is why anxiety, poor sleep, and heavier periods often show up earlier on. And then the estrogen can spike and crash unpredictably, becomes very erratic. It can be higher than it's ever been before in our early 40s, along with this decline in progesterone, which starts to affect our mood, our energy, our weight, our focus, our temperature control in the body. None of this means your body is broken, but it does mean your body has different needs now. I say this all the time on social media. What our body, you know, what worked in our 20s or 30s doesn't work anymore. And trying to push through with the same strategies you used in your 30s, it often backfires. In fact, you know, it goes the other way. It's not that it just doesn't help. In fact, it actually makes things worse in a lot of cases. And this is where so many women get stuck. They're doing, you know, all the right things in air quotes, but they're not targeting the systems in the body that actually support hormonal balance in midlife, in our 40s and beyond. So in my work, I see the same core pillars come up again and again. And I've been practicing nutritional therapies now for 11 years, and I've seen this over and over and over. They come up time and time again, and it's what we need to be supporting. When these systems, these pillars are supported, symptoms improve significantly for most, if not everybody. So the first one is blood sugar regulation. Unstable blood sugar drives things like fatigue. It makes us crave sugar. It makes us anxious. It disrupts our sleep. We have difficulty falling asleep and or staying asleep, or both. It impacts weight gain, particularly around the middle, headaches, migraines, other mood issues, irritability. Perimenopause makes us more sensitive to having blood sugar swings. It changes how good we are, how efficient the body is at regulating blood sugar. That changes when we move into perimenopause, which is why regular meals with adequate protein, optimal protein, good fats become non-negotiable now. And what I see so many women doing is still skipping protein at breakfast, for example, which is one of the most important meals to get that in, and really struggling. The second pillar is stress in the nervous system. This isn't just about being stressed. It's about how cortisol interacts with your hormones, with your sleep and your metabolism, your metabolic health as a whole. A constantly activated nervous system makes perimenopause feel far harder than it needs to be. And this is a big one. Stress in the nervous system is huge. I've worked with so many clients where we get, you know, all the right things in place to support blood sugar, all the right things in place to support gut health and digestion and hormone clearance. Where they're not supporting or addressing the stress in the nervous system piece, it just continues to make their perimenopause feel so much harder than it needs to be. So this is a big one. It's a huge focus with my clients and in the membership. Third one is sleep and circadian rhythms. So circadian rhythms being your internal body clock, what time, you know, how you naturally wake up in the morning and the time that you naturally go to sleep at night. And that also includes food timing, what time you have breakfast, lunch and dinner. That's all part of your circadian rhythms. Sleep isn't just about resting. There's so much going on with sleeping. It's about hormone regulation. It's about building brain health and metabolic repair, liver repair, you know, muscle building, all these different things, these different processes, immune health, all being repaired, regenerated and built as we sleep. And when our circadian rhythm, our internal body clock is off, is disrupted, everything else struggles. Sleep struggles, but then there's a knock-on impact to all the other things, like blood sugar becomes harder to manage if we, you know, circadian rhythms are disrupted and so on and so on. The fourth pillar is movement that supports your hormones, not punishing exercise, not doing nothing. So it's getting the right movement at the right intensity, the right dose to support you, for you, because that's going to be different for everybody, but the right type of movement to support muscle building and maintenance, to support bone health, to support insulin sensitivity and energy, versus the type of exercise that will basically undo or impact all of these things negatively and then make our perimenopause experience worse. And this is another thing I see really, really commonly overwhelmingly actually, is women in their 40s still training or exercising, working out the way that they did in their 20s and 30s and following the same kind of old school advice of just hammering it on, you know, cardio machines or on the pavements or high intensity CrossFit classes, for example, and just doing more harm than good. And the fifth pillar is gut health and digestion plays such a huge role in hormone balance, in how you metabolize the hormones in your body, how you break them down and clear them out of the body permanently. It plays a huge role in inflammation, the inflammatory response, immune system balance. Poor digestion can amplify perimenopause symptoms dramatically. And then the sixth pillar is understanding your hormones. So when women start to understand what's happening in their bodies, fear can reduce. We don't have to worry so much because we understand. And then our confidence increases. Knowledge is incredibly empowering and really important at this stage of life. Like I said, this year for me particularly has been really destabilizing as I've turned in the lead up to me turning 46 at the end of the year. Something, you know, big, I made a big move, as I say, from London over to a small seaside town. And maybe if I'd done this 5 years earlier, it may not have impacted me as much. But this year, for whatever reason, it was just really, really destabilizing to me. But I had confidence, you know, rather than being fearful or really daunted by it, I knew exactly what was going on. And so my confidence was there to say, right, I mean, I know what to do. It didn't change how destabilizing it felt. It felt horrible, to be honest, at some times, but I knew exactly what to do. And thankfully, I feel much better now and kind of back to where I was before, actually, which is great. So these are the foundations that I come back to time and time again. And they're the foundations inside Midlife Thrive. It's everything that Midlife Thrive is built around. We go into a lot more within the membership, you know, within all of these different pillars. You know, there'll be things like thyroid health and blood sugar tracking and things like that. We really do go very deeply into, you know, hormone clearance, how we break our hormones down in the liver, how we clear estrogen out of the body and support even, you know, the risk of estrogen-driven cancers. All of these different things are addressed within these pillars, but that's just a sort of overview of what we're looking at. And so essentially I created the Midlife Thrive membership because I saw too many women trying to navigate perimenopause on their own. And I can't reach everyone with my one-to-one work because it does come at a certain price because it's very intense. The level of work and intensity that I put into every single client, I have to charge accordingly, and not everybody has access to that. And so I wanted to create a membership where people could basically have me and the membership as it grows within their pocket every day. They can pull out their phone and look through the membership, access the membership, ask questions. They can join a group call each month or maybe more each month, and just get the support that they need on any given day. I really saw that women were trying to navigate this on their own, you know, jumping from podcast to podcast, article to article, Instagram post to Instagram post, picking up fragments of information, but never having a clear supportive framework to follow. You know, all these different things were, it was like this supplement, that supplement. One podcast said I should be doing this. Another podcast said you shouldn't be doing this. And they're just confused. And or even if they've got all the right information, they don't know kind of what sort of framework to follow. It's all just here, there and everywhere and up in the air. And so I wanted to create something different. Midlife Thrive isn't a rigid program that you have to keep up with. It's not a plan. It's an ongoing membership that gives you education, guidance and support. You can dip in and out of it. You can take what you need at any one time. You can go back to things. You can apply what you learn at a pace that works for you. It's for women who want to understand their bodies and make informed choices, you know, from a place of understanding and feel steadier, calmer, and just more confident as they move through their 40s and beyond. And then they get to menopause feeling good without all this scare, you know, there's so much scaremongering today about how awful it is. And it can be, yeah, it can be really, really, really awful for some women. But if we get there, if we go through these phases of our 40s with this education, you know, this empowerment of understanding what's going on and knowing the right things to be doing and what we don't need to bother with and so on, We don't have to get to menopause in that state that people talk about online. We can get there just feeling great, feeling calm, you know, moving into this new phase of life now and just feel good about it. So inside the membership, you have access to a growing library of modules that walk you through all the key pillars we've talked about already. So I'm constantly updating this and adding to it where needed and very open all the time to people saying, look, what about this? Could you talk about this? Can you add something in about this? And, you know, I will respond to that. You'll learn how to eat in a way that supports energy and blood sugar stability, how to reduce stress in a way that actually calms your nervous system and you can feel good. How to improve sleep and align your circadian rhythm, how to move your body and support strength, metabolism and hormones, how to support gut health and hormone clearance, how to understand your hormones so you're no longer second guessing yourself. And alongside the education that gets deeper and deeper, you know, the further you move through the educational pieces in the membership, you also get regular live Q&A sessions with me and coaching calls. This is where you get to ask questions and get personalized advice on the call as a group. So you also learn from other people's personalized advice from the questions that they ask, as well as getting your own question asked. So it's wonderful. It's a really great way to learn from what other women are experiencing as well. You know, they may be asking questions that you didn't even think of or know you needed to know. And that is, in the past, when I've run group programs where we have these live Q&A sessions and coaching calls, this is always the most powerful piece of the program. I've had clients in the past on the group programs who've even said, I didn't even go into the educational modules. I got everything I needed from the Q&A sessions. Obviously, on an ongoing membership, you are going to have way more time and space to go into the educational stuff. These were 3-month programs where some women just didn't get a chance to get in there, but they got this transformational experience simply from being on these calls. So that is my favorite part of the membership. And that, you know, that community element is so important. Not only do we have the group calls, the group Q&A, you can ask questions in the online community and I'll be able to jump in and answer them. And because, you know, there's something incredibly powerful about being in a space where other women are going through the same transition, asking the same questions, similar questions, and supporting each other without judgment. You really start to feel heard, seen, you know, and supported, not just by me, but by everybody else on the membership as well. So Midlife Thrive, it's for you if you want to feel less overwhelmed and more informed, if you're tired of conflicting advice and information, if you want structure, but also flexibility and a sort of, you know, support that feels grounded and evidence-based, not fear-driven, but all with that flexibility where you can dip in and dip out as you need. You can have phases where you're not able to, you know, look in the membership because you're, you know, maybe just too busy or you need a break, whatever it might be. You want that flexibility because this can be an ongoing, just paid monthly. You know, it's especially for women who don't want to get through perimenopause. You drag themselves through it, but they actually want to feel well in their bodies as they age. That's exactly what I want. It's what I live and breathe and teach. And that is what the membership will be for you. So how it works is that the membership is ongoing, paid monthly. So there's no long-term commitment, no pressure, because you can cancel any time. You can dip into the content when it suits you. You can join the live sessions. If you can't come live, you can watch the recordings. You can submit your questions to just listen back to the recording if you know you can't be there live. You can stay for as long as it feels supportive for you. You can think of it as a steady companion through perimenopause, a grounded voice of reason as you go through perimenopause, rather than a one-off course that you're expected to finish. This is something that you're ongoing, you dip in and out, you don't have to finish anything. You just take what you need and you have this ongoing support. So perimenopause doesn't have to feel or be chaotic or frightening or out of your control or this horrible experience that, you know, it is touted to be online. With the right support, the right information, a trusted source, e.g. me, and a focus on the foundations that really matter, this stage of life, it can be the best phase of your life. It can be a phase of self-trust, resilience, confidence, more energy, growth, personal growth, starting to learn more about yourself and honor who you really are and, you know, what matters. If you'd like to learn more about the Midlife Thrive membership, you can head to the link in the show notes, read through what's included. It's £39 a month. This is the founder's rate, which it will be for a while. I wouldn't be able to keep it at the founder's rate forever, but that's the rate it's going to be for the foreseeable future. And if you have a read through and it feels like something that's the right next step for you, I'd absolutely love to support you inside the membership. You don't have to do this alone, and you deserve to do this with support and feel well in your body and your mind. So thank you for listening, and I'll speak to you next time. Bye-bye. If you enjoyed this episode, come and join me inside the Midlife Thrive membership. It's where I share my best resources, deeper education, and coaching support to help you navigate perimenopause and beyond with clarity and confidence. Head to francescaliparotti.com/midlife-thrive-membership or check the link in the show notes, and I'll look forward to welcoming you into the community.